Martin at a Knox Catholic, also fantastic baseball player. Caden, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Doing good.
Good, man. So I know you just got back from L.A. For a big baseball game. Walk me through that. What was that like getting back out to the West Coast?
Yeah, it was cool. Kind of being back to the West Coast since, you know, last time we left with my dad's job. But it was real cool kind of being back, seeing some friends from the West Coast and really being able to compete with some of the guys from the West Coast and then just meet some of the other players.
What was the big event called that you got to play in?
It's called the Baseball Generations All-Star.
That's pretty cool. And I know from your dad been retweeting it and you've been putting it on Instagram too, but it was announced that you're going to be playing in his hometown, the Mobile.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
November 21st, right?
Yep, it's going to be Saturday, Sunday. On Sunday, the home run derby. But on Saturday, the game.
What's that mean to you, getting to go back home? I know it's going to be difficult for him to be there, but getting to go back to Mobile and play in front of maybe, you know, some family you might have not been seeing in a while.
Yep, it's going to be a great experience kind of seeing them since, you know, before the virus and all that stuff hit. But it's going to be real cool being able to just play in front of family and really just, you know, let them see what I've been working on.
Caden, walk me through this past season for Catholic. What are some things that you thought maybe that you know, you can improve on the off season? What are some things that you thought that you did well?
Yeah, you know, just being a better leader, just, you know, leading more, you know, workouts better, you know, having more guys stay at practice. Because, you know, there's just some time when it was off, you know, us, you know, not being able to have, you know, some days being shut down a lot and all that stuff. But really just figuring out my teammates. And, you know, we have young guys and just stay at the practice and make sure they're ready for games.
What is the off-season plan for you when it comes to working on the quarterback position, but also baseball? Walk me through that for a minute.
Yeah, just kind of scheduling my day and, you know, just trying to figure out what I'm going to do that day. So some days, you know, football, some days is baseball, and some days I just do both. So it really just depends on how my body feels and just what kind of work I'm going to do. But, you know, lifting-wise, just doing a lot of CrossFit workouts, so that fits me in both sports.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty cool then. What do you think the biggest difference is? It going to be because the pandemic is not going on? Is that going to be what, you know, if you're able to go to different areas and work on your quarterback game and you and your dad are able to put more, you know, work in it besides maybe in the backyard or the local practice field, where do you feel that maybe you need to get better at the quarterback position next year?
You know, I'm never perfect. You know, there's always a back improve, you know, on my mechanics or maybe decision making and just overall just strength. You know, I feel like I'm pretty strong. I got a strong arm. But, you know, there's always something that you can improve on. You're never going to be perfect. Even the greatest at their level, you know, they want to be greater than what they are right now. So, you know, there's always stuff I can work on. But I'm focusing on that every day. It's trying to be better than the last day.
Okay, let's talk about recruitment for a little bit. I know things picked up right before the season started. Things continuing to go forth that way right now. When you look at certain schools, is it all about who can offer you that two-sport kind of situation, or are you taking things kind of one day at a time?
Taking things one day at a time. As of right now, you know, I'm going to college for both sports. If I don't get drafted. You know, it's taking it one day at a time. You know, I think the deadline for the dead period has been pushed back to April. So, you know, that's just pushed back my decision of, you know, what school I want to be committed to or anything like that. So, I really do want to go to some schools and really just look around and kind of see how the coaches are, see what how their program looks like, and just see how they're going to pitch, you know, me playing both sports. So, you know, something that can change. You know, next year I can go all football, or next year I can go all baseball. It all depends. But as of right now, I want to do two sports in college, and really trying to figure out what school is going to be best for me.
What's your recruitment been like with locally here in Tennessee? Everybody knows your dad is the wide receivers coach, associate head coach over there. What's been what has it been like during the pandemic and the high school year? And, you know, is Tennessee still a factor for you? Is the maybe the best way to put it?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, they've been reaching out, you know, and, doing what they have to do. But, you know, it's sometimes it's kind of weird. You know, my dad's there. You know, it's kind of weird. But, you know, we have to tell the colleges, other colleges, that even though he's coaching there, that's not set in stone that I'm going there. You know, they have to recruit me, and if other schools are recruiting me better or it's the best situation for me, then I'll go there. But it doesn't matter at all where my dad's coaching. You know, it'd be great if he was coaching at UT, and then that's the best decision for me for both baseball and football. But if it's not, if other schools are the best decision for me, then I'll go there.
What is okay? So let's get the specifics here. Is Tennessee on the phone with you every day calling, or are you hearing more from, let's say, Tony Vitello in the baseball program than you might hear from football?
Mostly baseball. You know, I still talk to the football coaches. But, you know, I go up there and it's my dad's job. You know, I'll talk to them. You know, poke my head in and we'll talk real quick. But, you know, it's mostly Coach Tony, you know, calling me and all that stuff. And then schools like Miami and Arkansas and Oregon, they've been reaching out a lot. Georgia Tech's one of the top schools as well. But schools like that, you know, they reach out almost every day. You know, Miami, Cincinnati, schools like that. But, you know, just really looking at every school and giving each school an opportunity to have my attention. So that's why I really want to wait to commit, you know, so I can go to these schools and really, you know, take my official visit, you know, try and take all five of my official visits, even if I do commit before that, but you know, it all depends.
What's a school like Miami bring for you? Is it because of the two-sport type of deal? Is it because relationships, you know, maybe you built up with Manny Diaz and the baseball coach? What is it about Miami?
Yeah, just that two-sport aspect. You know, they really want me to do that. You know, they showed me a good plan to how they're going to take care of my arm and still let me do both sports. You know, I really like the living on the beach. The weather is awesome. But, yeah, you know, Miami's been one of my dream schools since, like, a little kid. Like, fifth grad, we're doing a project on Miami. And this has been one of my favorite schools. And it's just awesome, you know, having that school and then being one of the schools that really called me a lot and really checking on me. So, you know, I went on a visit before the pandemic in January last year. And, you know, it was really a visit. You know, I did get their camp, and it was awesome just looking around the kind of campus and trying to match myself there.
So you could see yourself as a beach guy, pretty much, right?
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Well, that kind of makes sense. You coming from the West Coast as well. That would be one of the...
I've also been from West Coast schools, you know, UCLA, Arizona State. Been talking to them a lot, you know. I wouldn't mind going to the West Coast, playing the Pac-12 and all that stuff. But, yes, schools like that, you know, going back to California is just giving me a lot of memories and didn't mind being back in California.
Hey, you know, it if somebody didn't ask, it'd be bad. What you're, you know, playing for your father, I know it's something that y'all talked about, but we both know the college football game is so fickle and weird at times, and, you know, your dad could be in Tennessee and you might be something somewhere else, or, you know, he might be somewhere else. And, you know, has that conversation kind of elevated a little bit to be like, okay, maybe we can get this done, and if not, that's okay?
Yeah, we've been talking about it a lot, but, you know, it all depends. You know, in January, things can change for him, or you know, he could stay, of course, but it all depends. You know, we've always talked about me playing for him since I was a little kid, but, and I've always dreamed that since, you know, him being at Kentucky and me on the sideline watching him coach Randall Cobb and those guys. But, you know, I wasn't imagining playing for my dad, but at the same time, it would have to be the best choice for me in my career and my future as an athlete. So it just all depends. You know, he wants me to make the best decision for me.
Do you talking about Tony Vitello, can you discuss your relationship with him? What do you think he's done for the Tennessee baseball program and the kind of conversation you guys have?
Yeah, we have a lot of conversations. Coach Tony's a great coach. you can already see what they've been doing with the Tennessee team. You know, they've been doing real well, you know, hitting the ball real well. And that's just great kind of seeing what they're doing with their hitters. You know, they had Zach Daniels go to the Astros. They had Crochet go to the White Sox, and he didn't even play in the minor league. He went straight to the big leagues. And that's awesome kind of seeing what they're doing with guys. And, you know, they got some more guys coming up soon in the draft, but, you know, I got a lot of friends coming up there. And, you know, Tennessee baseball, you know, talk to those guys all the time. You know, they give me pointers about hitting and some drills, and I always take those things and really use my game.
I want to ask you a question, and I want you to take yourself away from being T. Martin's son, and I know that's hard to do at times, you know, with you being at, you know, a facility every now and then, and, you know, him being a coach at Tennessee. If your dad wasn't at Tennessee right now as a coach, would the effort that the Tennessee football staff has put in recruiting you, would you be as high on Tennessee right now as other schools?
Of course. You know, if they're recruiting me, something like that, you know, I'd be high as them. But, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of say that, trying to get away from that whole not being too modest. But, you know, if they're recruiting me hard and still, you know, trying to get me to come to their school, then of course I'd be still high on them.
But you feel like in this current time that you're hearing from Tony Vitello maybe a little bit more than the football staff. Is that an accurate statement?
No. I still feel like I would do both sports. You know, Coach Foot is a great guy trying to recruit me, you know. We've had great conversations together. You know, we've had good conversations about football and baseball. And it's kind of hard to explain because, you know, I'll just go up to practice sometimes and we'll just, like, talk, like, normal conversations. So, I don't know. It's a weird aspect. But, you know, I don't ask some questions about coverages. You know, we'll talk about that. But it's a little weird.
I guess it's one of the weird pluses.
Not a bad way.
No, I get it completely. I completely understand it. So baseball, the season and whatnot for Cap. You plan on playing for Catholic, correct? Upcoming season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Are you going to still do travel ball as well?
Well, of course. Yeah, this is the biggest summer for me, travel ball wise. So it's going to be real hard trying to juggle, you know, 707 for Catholic and scrimmages in the spring because, you know, that's like peak of baseball and all that stuff. So I'm going to have to communicate with Coach Matthews and Coach Moore about me missing some practice for baseball to be at football. And, you know, just, you know, trying to also be there as a leader for the football team. Because, you know, if I'm always gone, they're going to kind of look a little sideways. So just got to figure out ways to still be a leader and on both baseball and football. Because, you know, we had a lot of young guys for baseball. So just trying to help those guys out. But also show that I'm still committed in football and baseball.
Last couple questions, buddy, and I appreciate you joining us. When you look at – you didn't get this summer when it came to, yes, you know, a lot of traveling baseball, but also football camps as well. That maybe you'd be able to go throw at or, you know, work out, get in front of more people. You know, these companies, you know, Rivals and 247s and whatnot, is that going to be something that, you know, you try to work towards after the spring is over, getting to more of these events, if they put them on?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, it kind of hurt me in the rankings and all that stuff because I never really went to those camps and all that stuff. But, you know, I feel like I'm ready. I feel like I line up good against those other quarterbacks. I feel like, you know, I can do a pretty good job at these camps. But, yeah, I'm really going to try to focus on getting to, you know, the big camps and the ones that really matter. But also really trying to stay focused for baseball. You know, this is the big money year for me for summer ball. So, you know, got to be great in that. But then also I have to understand that I have to still keep training this like December, January, February time for football also. So, just still doing both sport workouts and just trying to stay sharp for these camps coming up.
This is interesting. Is there a draft round that you would say, we're just talking right now. Is there a round in the draft where if somebody came to you and they wanted to draft you, you'd be like, okay, you know, maybe we'll go the Major League Baseball route here. I know that's probably been on your mind at least a little bit, right?
Yeah, well, as long as the money's right, then I'll go to the league. But it just all depends. You know, if the money's not right, then I'll probably go to college and keep bettering myself in both baseball and football. And then even long out the decision I'm making of doing baseball and football. But it all depends. You know, if the money's right coming out of high school, then, you know, I'll probably take that route and then go off from there.
Last question. This, you know, starting now, where it's just, you know, it's baseball or football, how much are you going to rely, and I know this might be a weird question, but how much are you going to rely on your father, you know, over the next 8 months to get yourself better in what areas, whatever areas that you need, you know, to get better at in the football game? Because I'm sure he breaks down your film more than anybody else breaks down your film, and I'm sure that he wants to help things out.
He's my hardest coach, you know. I don't care how it's fake. It's real. It's real angry. But you know, I always rely on my dad. Even when I'm out the house, I always call him about, you know, decisions I make, real estate stuff like that, with buying houses stuff like that. But you know, I always rely on my dad no matter what. He's helped me through a lot of things, and you know, there's a lot of motivational stuff like that, and challenged me, of course, on the football field. You know, that West game. Yeah, he challenged me a lot on that one, so I really played a lot of fire that game. But you know, this football season, this upcoming football season, he's like, hey, you don't have a state win yet, and you know, that's really one thing that's kind of been firing me up this off season is just really trying to be the best quarterback I can to help my team get more wins and just, you know, overall be a better quarterback. You know, there's some parts of the game where, you know, I could have took over and I didn't do it enough. So, you know, I always rely on my dad to kind of get me fired up for games, or, you know, just help me with the mental side of, you know, football and just understanding our defenses and breaking down coverages and all that stuff.
Take your dad out of it. Your mom seems to be kind of more on you a little bit when it comes to baseball. I've seen the videos, Caden.
Oh, yeah, she's more of a baseball pro. If it was her decision, yeah, I'd quit football. But, you know, I love football. I love the feeling of playing football. And it's Inspired Night Lights and just being out there with my teammates. So, you know, I committed to my coach about playing my senior year, and I'm going to do that.
Last question, man. Is there a school that right now maybe sniffs atop the others? And I'm not talking overall, but, you know, between the Miamis and the UCLA, USC, Oregon, all those schools, Tennessee. Is there one school that kind of is sitting on a bar above the others?
Not really, no. Not at all. You know, just haven't been able to go to schools. So really just kind of trying to figure out what I want to do for a college standpoint. So that's why I'm really hoping this deadline gets push it back up to, like, January or something like that, because it really just sucks having to push back my decision. So hopefully, you know, after the deadline, the period, you know, I can do some visits and really go look at some schools and then hopefully make a decision.
Okay, so that if they lift the dead period, then that'll be you taking some visits and then making it. So, you know, when do you feel like a decision could come? After you take those visits?
Yeah, probably after I take my visits. You know, even if I make a decision, I'm still going to take off of my official visits. But, yeah, man, just really go look at some schools, kind of look at their campus, look at the city around them, and just try to understand, do I see myself here, and how can I affect this team, affect this team as I can.
That's fantastic. Caden Martin, Catholic, 2022 four-star quarterback, joining us today. Caden, thanks so much, man. It sounds like you're at lunch, so get back to eating with your buddies, and we appreciate you joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Caden.